This is exactly what I'm talking about. These are the small changes that happen by themselves that then turn into you just stay lean all year round and it's relaxed and easy and there's no such thing as falling on or off. But you know, the thing is it happens when you slow down. Like that math that's happening is so fast that you actually believe, oh yeah, like you know, it's hard or difficult, and these things aren't happening consciously, they're happening subconsciously. The only thing you're conscious of is the experience of, man, this is frustrating and it sucks. So that's super good. I'm super pumped about that because I'll also say this, these are like the practical things. Like it's so rare that you're ever actually truly satisfied by eating something that you buy, because people don't make it that good. Like their food is not that good. I'm guessing. You can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm guessing the thing you made was far more delicious than what you would have got at, you know, at some coffee shop. And of course, if not, obviously there's always room for us to improve our cooking. So I actually don't know what your cooking skill level is, but you know, that would be an area, again, simple area to work on. And then lastly is once you start developing, like you start trying different things and you figure out like, oh, I really like this, it becomes even faster because you already tracked it and then it's in your recents. So then it pops up and then you're eating the same quantity. So then it becomes faster and faster.
Yeah, so the thing is eating out is like one of those things that we never question.
Like everybody else does it, everybody else thinks it's normal, so you never even question it. But if you actually sit down and like try to make your own opinion about it, you'll find like, oh, I actually, that wasn't even that good. But people are just so, I don't want to say brainwashed, but like they just go with what everybody else thinks. What's the culture? What is the prevailing kind of sentiment? Like there's, and that's like with so many different things, but particularly with eating out, cooking your own food. Another one is like, oh, cooking your own food is so hard. Like, no, it's not. You literally need like three skills. If you have like three or four skills, which take, you know, a not even like an hour to learn and then like a week to master, not even, you can cook amazing food for the rest of your life and then cost less, taste better, you feel better, like just all, there's no benefits that making your own food, sorry, crazy drivers, there's no benefit that eating out has other over making your own food. Now, what I will say, the benefit that what I like about eating out is, you know, the atmosphere, the ambiance. Like I like nice places and being around, you know, nice people and different environments and, you know, the hustle and bustle and, you know, going to a nice restaurant with a, you know, bunch of people or friend, with my wife or whatever. That's the benefit. But as far as the food goes, I mean, I've eaten all over the world in all kinds of restaurants. I'm just like, it's really not that great. And you know, here's another thing that's gonna come up. Once you start to like be present while you're cooking and just take some joy in the simplicity and of cooking something, it becomes much more than just, oh, I gotta make some food, so I gotta hit my calories. It becomes, I want to say, not even almost, like, I'm going to say it's a spiritual practice. People talk about meditation and this and that. Like, this is literally the thing that you're putting into your body that is becoming your body that connects you to everything else. And we take it for, you know, we don't spend the time or the presence to value it appropriately. So that's another thing that happens. And to the point of where, you know, where I am today, I'm like, my favorite things to do in life, the things where I find the most joy and peace, are spending time with my wife, cooking for other people, cooking for my wife, cooking for myself, working out or doing anything, you know, physical. Like, those are the things that bring joy and peace. And, you know, this goes into a deeper conversation about what are we trying to do anyway? What's the whole point of all this stuff? But it has to be tied back to that, because otherwise you're going to accomplish things and you're going to feel empty. Otherwise, you're going to get all the things that you said that you thought you wanted, and you're not going to feel what you were expecting to feel. So anyways, yeah, let me know what you think about that. Let me know if that makes sense.